O tēnā tātou katoa, nau mai hoki mai ki mana taua. Te kura Māori o ngā tapu, I have been pretty busy and I'm going to catch up with the Deputy Principal and Head of Department del Māori, Harley Emery, to talk about, well, lots of things at the moment. They've just gone through Manu Kōrero and they were the hosts of that. And then now they've got other kaupapa to celebrate Matariki, but also some fundraisers for future events that that they'll be, some of their rangatahi will be going to, Tauira will be going to. So we're going to have Harley, we've got Harley on the line with us at the moment. Tēnā koe, Harley, kei te pēhea.
Oh, pai ana,
kei
te pēhea koutou.
Pai, tēnō, tēnō pai. See, the thing is, I had lots of mates that went to Ngā Tapu ai, and so I'm calling you Harley, and then I'm fighting to say Fire Harley, but then I know they didn't call you fellas Fire, so I was like, oh, what do I say? Anyway, so I ended up going the safe bed and ended up saying Harley. But yeah, no, tēnā koe, and thank you so much for coming on to Mana Taua and having a kōrero about how busy you fellas are.
Yeah, like all our other kaiakoe, everyone's busy in their own way. But yeah, no, it's awesome. It's our last week of school, so it's the last push.
Just the last push, eh? Hey, yeah. So you had Manu Kōrero, you've had the Whaitua o Uenuku, South East Auckland Regional Manu Kōrero competition at your kura. How did it go?
Oh, it was awesome. It was an awesome day. It's earlier for us, it's a little bit earlier than we had it last year. So we had 22 speakers, 9 competing schools, 5 spectating schools. So those are kura who want to come to the competition, but just bringing their kids to feel the vibe and see what it's like and all that kind of stuff. So I think we had about 600 people pass through our stage over the day. It was awesome.
And what was the outcome?
So we had, we're lucky enough, our rohe goes all the way out to Auckland Boys Grammar. So it was awesome. We've had this speaker, his name is Storm Pater, and he will be representing Te Whaito Uenuku for Senior English Korimako, but this is his 4th year in the competition. So he's been really dedicated and loyal to our comp. So I'm awesome. I'm really happy for him that he'll be going down to Dunedin in September. Senior Māori was won by Hine Te Ariki Ngaropo, no Te Kura Māori o Ngā Tapuai. Junior Māori was won by Tai Haere Maika, and Junior English was won by his twin brother, Te Kepa Maika. So, and they're from Ngā Tapuai too, but we're stoked to be able to represent Te Whaito Uenuku as, you know, probably the ends of the, at both ends of our rohe. Awesome to be on for Auckland Grammar to be on board again. So yeah, those were our results.
And just in regards to the topics, you've probably seen many many Manu Kōrero over the years. What were some of the topics that stood out for you this year, or what were the topics?
So there are 6 topics. In previous years, you used to have a junior pool of topics and a senior pool of topics, but we got a lot of feedback from the motu, and a lot of our juniors wanted to do the senior topics, and like we thought, yeah, well, why not, you know? So there's 6 topics for each language, and juniors and seniors can choose from any one of those 6. The 6th topic is a student choice. So we've seen in past years, not just here in Aotearoa here, but across the country, that the kids are starting to want to do topic number 6, which is their own topic. The standout topic this year was I Am Unapologetically Māori, which, you know, is pertinent to the times, I think. And it also shows that our kids are a little bit more involved in the political world of Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Pākehā, I suppose. There was also a topic about the cyclones, about the floods, about sexuality and the LGBTQ kind of, you know, how that wave's taking form in our country. There was another one about reo. And then there was another generic one that was E marama ai koe ki ngā taonga o te moana me ruku. So, you know, you can take that and put your own spin on it. And I think we're really playing on our metaphorical capabilities here as Māori. So those were all of our topics, really.
Miharo. And so that's the outcome. And I'm hearing a lot of, when I heard some of those names, I went, you know, that's a testament to a lot of the whānau who've been pushing for a lot of these kaupapa, and then essentially to that topic about, well, proud to be Māori and all of that.
Yeah.
You know, these are, by the sounds of it, we already know this, this is a generational push to reclaim indigeneity or our Māori tanga and stuff like that. And so it's neat to hear that on for these kaupapa here, and that our rangatahi are still pushing that kaupapa. Of course they are.
That's right. And I think, what I found was awesome is we've had schools that have been coming to Manu Kōrero for probably 10 years now. So in the greater scheme of things, they're quite young, but they have come with only Reo Pākehā speakers and then are finally starting to try to build the capacity for more Reo Māori speakers from their schools. And that's exactly where we want to be going. I think a shout out has to be made to our region and to their kaiakos of Te Whaito Uenuku. We're a very humble and kind lot, you know, like, and we saw that on Tuesday with our kids. They're very kind to each other. They're very humble, but they're very confident. And I think that's the type of Māori, you know, wahine tāne Māori that we do want to grow. And they're comfortable in their skin, and they love being Māori, whether they're in kura auraki or kura Māori. They're just loving the competition and the opportunity to be really loud and proud and be celebrated for it.
Miharo. Now, like I said, your kura is busy at the moment. So many kaupapa. Last push for the end of the term. But I saw that there was a Matariki showcase last night, and actually a few other kaupapa. Can you talk to us about what else is happening at your kura?
Yeah, so Manu Kōrero was the start of our celebrations for Matariki. So that was on Tuesday. And then last night we had our first showcase for... So this year our theme obviously is Matariki, and it's a performance that is done by our kura tuatahi, so years 1 to 6, and they do a little performance or play. It's more waiata and haka and poi that pertain to Matariki, and all the different songs of Matariki, whether they're original to us or they're classics or, you know, they're contemporary waiata that we hear on the radio. So they've taken those and put their little spin on those, and those are our babies. Then we have another session for our year 7s to 10s, and they do a full-on theatre kind of kapa haka drama theatre fusion with some slam poetry. It's bilingual for their reanga. So that's something that's happening. So it's happening again tonight. Down at Ngā Tohu o Uenuku at the Māori Art Centre. We're really staunch in supporting our community, so we could have had it here at Kura, but isn't it more exciting to go out and down into the community and use the resources that our community's fought really, really hard for? And so it was giving our kids the opportunity too to not only perform on stage, but, you know, like you would know, when you have a theatre or even haka, there's always about 40 people in the background that are making kākahu, that are doing all the props, do the sound, that do all the lighting. So Ngā Tohu o Uenuku have been really gracious and generous in their knowledge, and they've taken a lot of our kids in to show them how to do all the sound tech stuff, to show them how to do all the lighting. And I think it's just a really positive spin for us as Māori here in Ngā Home Māngere. So that's what's happening for the kura Māori o Ngā Tapuai down at the Māngere Arts Centre.
Miharo, and as I mentioned to you before, I seen a few of my mates post up a few kōrero, and I guess after you know, COVID and a whole heap of things that we've been going through in regards to the tai ao and the huarere, it was beautiful to see, you know, kua ki te whare, and seeing participation has been full on. And so, like you said, there's lots of people behind the scenes, but it's also cool when other people show up, including the tamariki. So
yeah, anyway. Yeah, he tika tonu tēnā. Well, you know, tātou te wi Māori, he wi noho tahi, he wi wānangatahi, tērā momo te noho whakamoho aura i tino pēhi te wairua te tangata. You know, haramata i te iwi pērā. No reira, te hokihoki atu ki roto i ērā momo, te kanohi ki te kanohi, te whakapunaunga, te kōrero ki te tangata, he tino whakapiki wairua tēnā mō ngā whānau, mō ngā hapu, mō tēnei hapuri hoki. It's also a great thing too, because a lot of the money that we're making is to go towards our kids, again, getting out. So since COVID, we haven't actually, as a kura, and I'm not sure many kura have been able to go away, so out of Auckland, for things like manu kōrero and kapahaka. Sports have kind of got back in there, but for those two in particular, we've got our babies that are going to Nationals in Nelson and at the end of October, but then now, after Tuesday, we've got a couple of speakers going to Dunedin for National Manu Kōrero. So a lot of the money that we make from our Matariki celebrations not only go back into the community by supporting the Māngere Art Centre, but also goes to getting our kids back out into the world again.
For those who aren't part of the kura community or part of Māngere and want to support with the fundraising, how can they help outside of those spaces?
Oh, well, you know, if you're a small business and you want to do some sponsorship or funding, or you can always drop into the kura, to the office, and speak to somebody. Otherwise, we've sold out. All our sessions are sold out last night and tonight, but you're more than welcome to come down and buy a hangi or buy some soup or cakes or biscuits, or I know there's quite a bit of kaimana there last night. So yeah, haramai ki te kaimana. He wā wā te atohau te haramai ki te tautoko.
Well, does she need to say any more? All I heard was kaimana and I was ready to roll. Nah, tēnā koe, Harley. Thank you so much for having a kōrero on our show,
worries.
Mana Tawa. Kia pai tō ahi ahi and what do they say when... No, we won't say break a leg. Kia pai tō ahi ahi e hoa.
Me koe hoki, tēnā koe hoa.